You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 23rd of September 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. We've reached the end of another week, the weekend is almost here and you're either listening on your way home from work or maybe in your lunch hour or maybe downloading the podcast from the archive over the weekend, but you're all here today to hear from my special guest, my good friend Grandpa Dan, all the way from Texas. Grandpa, how are you doing, sir? How's life treating you?
Doing all right. I'm always seeking to expand my knowledge, so I've got a pop quiz question for you, Sven, because I don't know. It's a really honest-to-goodness question. Do they cultivate watermelons in Britain?
Watermelons in Britain? No, I don't think they do. Aren't watermelons a tropical plant? Is that right?
Well, we cultivate them here in Texas. They grow generally in real sandy soil in warm weather. And there's all of these different kinds. You got your black diamonds. You've got all these different kinds like princess watermelons. Today, I'm thinking Georgia rattlesnakes. And the listeners should look up Georgia rattlesnake watermelon as they listen to this show. And they will come to understand exactly what I'm talking about.
I thought you were going to say Canadian watermelons or Kayla Limu watermelons, because we are today going to talk about Kayla Limu. A Canadian high school has said it would be illegal to criticise and stop a trans teacher from wearing huge prosthetic breasts in class. And the teacher in question is called Kayla Limu, and I'm sure a lot of listeners will have actually seen the pictures already. And this teacher really does have this gigantic pair of breasts with protruding nipples that they're wearing alongside a mask and a pair of hot pants. Now, either this is a very, very clever troll, and they're basically doing this to highlight the fact that transgenders can get away with pretty much anything, or this is a teacher with a strange, bizarre fetish that is forcing all the children to go along with his fetish. And I am more inclined to believe that this is an expert trolling attempt at highlighting the ridiculousness of these transgender laws and having to accept people dressed however they like, so long as they say that they are a transgender. Grandpa, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, as I've been known to do a little trolling back in the day myself, and whether it's intentional or not, this is a gold tier troll. I mean, like I say, whether the person is actually consciously seeking to troll with this or not is irrelevant, because it is a troll in and of itself. And I think it'll become more obvious why that is as we go through the story. But as you said, people have pretty much already seen these pictures. It's just such a laughable, silly looking thing. This guy, and to top it off, this guy's a shop teacher. That's what that makes me think even more inclined to believe that this is an intentional troll. But again, whether it's intentional or not, or this person just has like a weird fetish, is really kind of irrelevant, because one way or the other, this is a troll.
Well, it certainly seems to have started off all sorts of issues. Kayla Limu, a manufacturing technology teacher at Oakville Trafalgar High School in Ontario, was recently pictured instructing a shop class with the large prosthetics on, which stretch her clothing and stick out prominently. And you would imagine they were quite dangerous with circular saws around and having to lean forward to put the wood into the machine or into the lathe. You could imagine that this could be quite dangerous. And what really surprises me is, you know, young girls at school, they get told off for having short skirts, don't they? And yet here you have this teacher with these big nipples that are sticking out, wearing hot pants, and apparently nobody can say anything about it. As the Canadian high school has said, it would be illegal to actually criticize this person for looking like that in front of the class. Grandpa, you've already talked about the fact that she's working in the shop class. Have you any other thoughts on this, and about it being illegal to criticize them or stop them from doing this?
Well, I'm thinking we've all been wondering exactly what this guy's using under there. I mean, what are these exactly? This obviously isn't, they went and had surgery. I mean, this is, they've got something in there. I'm thinking, I just get this picture, you know, of those mesh bags like onions come in, and he's got a pair of Georgia rattlesnake watermelons, and he's hanging those, and those things are heavy. And this is some dedication, you know, and maybe the stem from the watermelons, that's what we're seeing. This is a troll because, like I say, whether it's intentional or not, one of the most powerful things, tools that you can use against policy, government policies, or to make a statement about aspects of society is mockery. And because of the censorship, we can no longer just openly mock all of this stuff like on Twitter and Facebook and things such as that, because everybody's been banned. But this is excellent because it does make a mockery of this policy. This guy is obviously either A, mentally ill, or B, just being a troll. And it's going to be so much better if he really is just keeping a poker face through this whole thing. And if it is an intentional troll, I have to just raise my coffee cup here, as this is some dedication to the troll. You got to respect the hustle. He's keeping a poker face. And as long as he keeps a poker face and doesn't break out laughing and be like, "Nah, I'm just kidding, bro." I mean, this is an excellent troll because it makes a mockery of this social policy. This is obviously stupid. This guy is not transgender. Okay. I mean, we know what transgender is, and this is not transgender. This is just a guy with a wig on with these Georgia rattlesnake watermelons hanging around his neck and hot pants on, walking around telling guys, you know, showing guys how to use the circular saw in the shop class. And it does, it makes a mockery of the social policy, because the school's reaction instead of saying, "All right, guy, quit clowning and get back to work," is the school, even though somebody has to think this is ridiculous, see, the school has to respond as though it's completely serious. They have to act like, and you wonder if how many people involved in the administration of the school are sitting here knowing it's a troll, but yet because of the confines of political correctness, they've got to act like this is serious. And, "Oh, we are defending the right of this teacher to identify as trans." And it's obviously so absurd. It's so silly and absurd that it makes a mockery of these, what comes down to these government policies, because it's a school, so these are government policies. It makes an open mockery of that. And that's a very significant weapon in encountering and getting rid of, I'm trying to get the right words here, getting rid of the legitimacy of these sorts of policies, where you've got somebody in with this ridiculous clownish outfit on, and they're having to run around and act like this is a serious thing, and we're going to defend this teacher. That's why I say, regardless of whether this guy's just got a great poker face and is dedicated to the grind, or whether he's just really got some weird mental hangups, is irrelevant. It's a great troll. It makes a mockery of these policies. And that's a good thing. At the end of the day, Sven, that's a really good thing, because these policies need to be torn down and they need to be pointed out and mocked for being completely illegitimate, which they are.
Yeah, regardless of the reasons for doing it, that is the purpose that it serves. I mean, it's obviously not surgery. It reminds me of the episode of Blackadder, where they all have fake breasts on. Well, despite the heavy backlash and reports that some students are skipping class, the Halton District School Board defended the teacher and said it would no longer answer questions about the issue because it was a personal matter or personnel matter. I mean, it's obviously the personnel of the school, and quite clearly they're saying it's a personal matter. But some students have been skipping class. I guess they must have just been so embarrassed at what they were seeing going on there. The district also claimed that interfering or criticising the teacher would go against the Ontario Human Rights Code. The HDSB recognises the rights of students, staff, parents, guardians and community members to equitable treatment without discrimination based upon gender identity and gender expression. Gender identity and gender expression are protected grounds under the Ontario Human Rights Code, the board said in a statement. So they're basically saying if you claim to be transgender, you can get away with anything you like. You can wear whatever you like. You could wear fake breasts. You could wear three fake breasts. There's no way that anybody can criticize you or do anything about that at all. And that is really what is being highlighted here by this teacher. What do you make of the Ontario Human Rights Code, Grandpa?
Well, once again, we see how they're talking out both sides of their mouths, because if this was a regular guy just, you know, dressing normally or whatever, and he was, for instance, criticizing some of these government policies, well, we know that their rights to recognizing people's opinions, so on and so forth, would come to an abrupt end. We've seen time and time again cases where people who are working in colleges or high schools or whatever have been critical of these very same sorts of government policies, and they're quickly ushered out the door. They're denounced and they're driven out. They're fired, whatever the case may be. And, you know, so now you got the other side of this with this ridiculous display this guy's putting on, and they're bending over backwards talking about how they have to respect the rights of students, staff, parents and guardians, members and be equitable. But we know that's BS, because we know they don't respect the rights of people that openly speak against this sort of thing. That's why the fact that this guy is making a complete mockery, and then they jump around and jump through these hoops and try to virtue signal about, yes, we're respecting the rights of this transgender. This is not transgender. This is a clown show. This is a joke. It's absolutely funny. And nobody can look at these policies, these school boards that are coming out and talking about this, and take them seriously. You can't take this seriously when they sit here on the one hand, and we know that anybody who criticizes their policies, for instance, here in the U.S., we've had cases where parents, you know, go to complain to these school boards, and they get letters to the to Washington, D.C., asking to have these parents designated as potential terrorists because they're criticizing policy. And then they turn around here and try to talk about, oh, yes, we have this great respect for everybody's equity and their own opinions. Well, we know that's BS. It makes a mockery, and it's great, because all of these, this nonsense needs to be mocked. It needs to be criticized. And it's great that, whether intentional or not, this guy's found a way around all of the censorship to make a huge mockery. I mean, he's not just some guy on social media. He's being featured in international media now, making a mockery of this policy. And millions of people have read this story and have heard this story. And it is great, because, again, it does. Mockery tears down the legitimacy of these obvious illegitimate policies.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to open his mouth, does he? I mean, just the pictures of him says it all. Meanwhile, parents and students at the high school appeared split on the issue. Owen LaPlante, a 12th grader at the school, told the Toronto Sun that while some people support Lemieux, others are not comfortable with the situation. "I'm okay with it," he said. "I know some of my friends are a little uncomfortable with it, but I think she should be able to express herself however she wants to." And this is the argument that's just made all the time, isn't it? Oh, it's just these people expressing themselves when they're parading up the street with their dildos, with their backsides hanging out of their pants at gay pride. It's just people expressing themselves. They're just expressing their sexuality. So what we have here is somebody expressing their sexuality, which is, of course, offends a lot of people, shocks a lot of people, and just highlights the fact that all of this transgenderism nonsense is basically setting up two different classes in society. One class that can do whatever they like, and another class that will be silenced if they complain about it. What do you think of what Owen LaPlante has to say here, Grandpa?
Well, you kind of stole my thunder, because I was going to point out the same thing. You know, on the one hand, you hear this nonsense about their freedom to express themselves, but we know that doesn't extend to everybody. People critical of these policies are not free to express themselves. Teachers that come out and criticize these sorts of policies get fired, they get run out, they get ostracized, forced to quit. And we've seen this time and time again. So to sit here and say, well, this is a freedom of expression and a free speech or whatever issue, it doesn't apply here because it's not applied. It's not applied equally. I think the fact that the students are split on the issue, because see, some of the students see it for the troll that it is and the others don't. I think it's probably kind of opposite of what you might initially think, that, you know, people that have high morals are uncomfortable with. I think the people with morals by and large get that it's a troll. I think more of the people uncomfortable with it are the ones that support this sort of stuff, and they kind of see that it's making a mockery. And it is they who probably might be the ones that are uncomfortable with this very laughable situation.
Yeah, it does kind of reduce transgenders to a pair of fake prosthetic breasts and a wig, basically. Well, Yuzhuan Ji, a student in grade 10, told The Sun that most of the kids in school seem to have brushed the incident off. "I don't really hear anyone talking about it," he said. "I think maybe we don't care about that." So there we go. He's obviously been programmed well with all the equality dogma, and he's got no issue whatsoever with the teacher walking around with a huge pair of fake prosthetic breasts swinging about. A woman identifying herself as Lee, a mother of a senior at the school, told The Sun that while she was okay with Lemieux coming out as a trans woman, she said wearing such large prosthetics was too much. "I think he's going a little too far," Lee said. "I think identifying himself is okay, but I think that just wearing that in the classroom, I still have concerns over that." And it's got to be a troll, isn't it? Because they're all the ones that are supposed to be compassionate and sympathetic about this. They're still referring to him as he rather than she, I think. Grandpa, what are your thoughts?
Well, this kind of points to what I was saying, that the ones who are uncomfortable with it are actually the people that normally support this nonsense. And obviously this woman kind of highlights that point. She's all for he can declare himself a woman. She's fine with all of this. But this is a bit much. She's uncomfortable with it because it's registering in her little hamster subconscious that this guy is making a mockery of all this. She says she's perfectly fine with all this. He can declare himself female. He can do all of this. She's great with that. She's got to do the virtue signal and say that she supports all of these things. But I think this is just a little much. It's registering in her subconscious. It's making a mockery of it. It is pointing it out, is laughing at it. As to the Chinese, obviously by the name, I'm assuming this is a Chinese student. That student is just focusing on studying. Probably isn't even enrolled in the shop class. "I focus on study very hard. No, I don't have time to get distracted by such things such as that." So I don't even read that in as this Chinese student's probably in, you know, okay with all of it. It's just probably not going to be distracted because my grades might go down. I think that part is just an entirely different mindset that we see here. But I think what's really interesting in this part that you read is this mother of a student, her response, because again, she's okay. She wants to make sure up front everybody knows I'm in the box. I'm okay. I'm within the socially accepted norms, because again, everybody knows if you go outside the box and say, well, all of this is nonsense, we don't need to be doing this, then you're going to get censored. You're going to be in trouble. If she'd come out instead of leading off with she's okay with this person self-identifying as whatever the hell is a pair of Georgia rattlesnake watermelons, she's fine with him identifying as that. So if she doesn't start off with that, she's not going to get featured in this article. And she knows this. You can't step outside of this box. Everybody's programmed to stay within the acceptable box of public discussion. So she has to get that out front. But then again, like I said, she's expressing her subconscious discomfort of the fact that she understands this is making a mockery of this entire thing, which again is good because these policies deserve to be mocked.
Well, after the video came out over the weekend, the district had expected a wave of protesters to come demonstrating outside the high school. And although police were stationed around the school, only one protester showed up, claiming to be a former student, while waving the Canadian flag. So, I mean, if you're a transsexual or if you're a transgender or a drag queen, you have to have a series of police around you to protect you from the public. And this one certainly has that. The police were stationed around the school expecting protesters. but only one of them turned up. The protester, who did not give out his name, told The Sun, "I think it's fundamentally wrong that this individual is able to work at an institution as such with huge breasts on. It's gross." How transphobic. How dare they insult this female teacher here by calling them gross? Surely that is hate speech. Surely that goes against the Canadian Human Rights Act. Grandpa, what do you think of this? This is certainly hate speech, isn't it?
Well, they're trying to frame this as you know, look, everybody supports all of this. Only one person showed up to protest. That's obviously how they're trying to frame this in the article. But see, when you read that, that's not the way I see it. I see it as what's there to protest. If 200 people had showed up and protested that this guy needs to be fired and shouldn't have his job, what's that going to accomplish? The school's just going to double down and say, oh, no, we support equity, blah, 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 and all this other nonsense. And there's nothing to protest. This guy, because what this guy is doing is accomplishing more. This single guy with his Georgia rattlesnake watermelons hanging around his neck is doing more to undercut and undermine these insane policies in these schools. He's doing more to that than what 1,000 protesters showing up at the school could do. And I think that registers with people. I really do. I think that's the reason only one guy showed up. Because, again, what's there to protest? Like the old saying, if your enemy's in the middle of making a mistake, don't stop them. You know, I mean, what's there to protest? This is a great thing. This one guy is doing more to undermine these policies than what 200 protests. They're going to ignore protesters anyway. They don't care. They're going to just keep pushing these policies. This guy is making a mockery of it. He's accomplishing far more than however many protests you could have wound up. And I think it's hilarious. They mobilized the police expecting this huge wave. And obviously they were planning to use this as some sort of statement. You know, oh, look at these bigots showing up to protest, and nobody shows up. One guy, and all the one guy had to say is he thought it was gross. Well, yeah, it's gross. You look at the pictures and it's gross. That's just stating the obvious. I think once again, the fact that nobody bothered to show up and protest, again, I think that's a huge win here.
Well, parents and other concerned citizens are currently planning to confront the district at its next board meeting on Friday, September 23rd, and demand something be done about Lemieux's attire. Lemieux, who began transitioning from male to female a year ago, has gone viral online after students posted photos and videos of the teacher. Imagine that. They've only just began transitioning a year ago. They literally went on the summer holidays and those breasts just grew on his body. And then he turned up at school and he was a female. He changed from male to female. And the children in the class, they just have to go along with this. What do you make of this rapid transition, Grandpa?
You got to understand, summer is the growing season for watermelons. So I can see why it would play out like that. Well, you know, these parents and concerned citizens are going to show up. And again, this all works together. I think it works out great. These parents and concerned citizens are going to show up at the school board and point out how ridiculous it is. And we know what's going to happen. The school board is never going to side with the parents or the concerned citizens. The school boards are going to double down and going to say, no, this is all completely normal. Oh, no, this is progress. This is the advancement of society. This is us. All of this comes down to all the arguments in favor of these nonsensical policies everybody knows on an instinctual level are absolute bullshit. The arguments at the end of the day for the people that promote this is that this is somehow advancing society. I mean, their statement is these sorts of things. This guy showing up with Georgia rattlesnake watermelons hanging around his neck. Their argument is this is progress. This means the school is better. The school's better this year because this guy is here in this costume than it was last year when he was a regular shop teacher. This is better. Their argument is this better. We know the school board is going to dig in. They're going to defend this obviously absurd show, this theater that this one teacher is putting on. They're never going to side with the parents and admit, yeah, this is kind of stupid. And in doing so, they undermine their own policy. because it is obviously, and it's observable. Anybody with common sense sees this is just absolute silliness. What's the next stage? If this is part of their equity and this is somehow progress and things are getting better, the guy walking around with watermelons hanging around his neck, then what's the next thing going to be? The guy showing up in a G-string and teaching class in a G-string, is that going to be the next thing? I mean, it just invites the next level of clownish. How absurd then do things have to get before the school board will actually stop and say, okay, yeah, no, that's enough? Because we haven't, obviously, we haven't hit the limit yet. This is pretty absurd. So what is the limit? Is there a limit? I guess we're going to find out.
Well, in his original statement to parents defending the teacher, the school said, as a school within the Halton District School Board, Oakville Trafalgar High School recognises the rights of students, staff, parents, guardians and community members to equitable treatment without discrimination based upon gender identity and gender expression. We strive to promote a positive learning environment in schools consistent with the values of the HDSB, and to ensure a safe and inclusive environment for all students, staff and the community, regardless of race, age, ability, sex, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, ethnicity, religion, cultural observance, socioeconomic circumstances, or body type or size. So I guess they could say that this is body type or body size discrimination here because of these oversized breasts. So I do have to wonder what they would do if somebody turned up with blackface makeup on claiming to be transracial. What would happen then if somebody criticized that? Would they then be protecting their right to race, their right to being recognized as whatever race they identify as? Or would they then be criticized for this? Is it only the transgenders that are able to trans whatever it is, transmogrify social norms? Grandpa, what do you think of this? What do you think would happen if somebody turned up in blackface? That's rather similar to this teacher turning up as a fake woman, isn't it?
No, well, we know what would happen. I mean, it's a rhetorical question because we know what would happen. That's what makes all of this rhetorical word salad that they throw out here completely meaningless. You know, I mean, people won't say it out loud. You know, you have all these people, even that are opposed to this stuff, they won't say it out loud. Well, we do. But, you know, we're kind of pushed to the fringe of society because we do. And everybody else sees this, the way the censorship works. They see people like us are pushed to the fringe of society because we say out loud, we mock this up and point it out loud. This is silly. So people are afraid because of the censorship. They won't, most of them won't say it out loud or point out how absurd it is out loud. But it registers in their minds. And deep down inside, they know the truth. They threw out all of this talk about equity and tolerance and all of this. But as you say, if somebody says, well, identifies black and the teacher shows up in blackface, we know exactly how the school is going to react to that. All of that word salad gibberish is going to go out the window, and the teacher will be promptly fired and probably have charges pressed against him for some sort of hate crime. We know this. And then you read their statement. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 lines here about regardless of race, age, ability, sex, gender identity, all of this other nonsense. You know, the things that's missing from here, actually teaching the kids something. This seems to be the one element that's missing out of all this. And of course, this is supposed to be like, you know, you have one job. You're a school. You're a school board. You got one job. And that's supposed to be teaching these young people something so they'll be prepared in life. But you see that they've gone completely off mission. They've gone to this. They've got a whole paragraph of all of this gibberish that has nothing to do with teaching the students and nothing to do with that. It's all of this social nonsense. It's all this virtue signaling nonsense. It's all of this, you know, cultural observance, socioeconomic, blah, 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 gibberish. It has nothing to do with teaching students anything. So this guy walking around with watermelons hanging off his chest, is that create a better learning environment for the students? That doesn't even factor into the equation. It's just, well, can we virtue signal that this is a good thing or that this is a bad thing? We know how they'd react if someone showed up in blackface, but yet they come out with this stuff with a straight face, like we're supposed to believe them, that this all comes down to how tolerant they are and how, you know, they want equity and so on and so forth. It's a mockery. We know the school board's going to react. We know where this is going to go. And the next thing will be, and all this guy has to do is keep a straight face. As long as he doesn't break character and come out and say it was a joke, because if he does, he comes out and says, well, that was just a joke. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm tired of carrying these melons around. Then he's going to get promptly fired. We know that. So as long as he keeps the poker face and keeps the troll going, where will it end? What's he going to wear next year?
Well, this is probably why he's wearing that COVID mask, isn't it? So that people can't see him when he's laughing. HDSB chair Margot Shuttleworth told The Sun that staff are looking at going through creating a safety plan to ensure the Oakville Trafalgar High School teachers' security as they prepare for potential protests when the school opens for classes on Monday. So they're literally creating a safety plan for this teacher. And nobody thinks about the safety of the kids having to work with this teacher with a huge, grotesque pair of giant breasts swinging around like they are some kind of comedy pantomime dame. I mean, it's even one step further than a drag queen, isn't it, wearing these huge, great prosthetic breasts. But they're literally going through creating a safety plan. So I guess that means having the police there round the clock in order to protect this person in case there are potential protesters. But I don't think there will be any protesters, because I think the people that would protest this sort of thing can see that, as you're saying, Grandpa, just the it's the propaganda of the deed, isn't it? You know, you don't really need to say anything. All you have to do is just look at that, and it highlights the ridiculousness of all these transgender laws. What do you think? What do you think of the safety plan that they're preparing for his security, Grandpa?
Yeah. I mean, what safety plan? Who's threatening this guy? I mean, you see this over the top reaction, and it shows how they don't really, you know. They know that they're basically all of this stuff they're pushing is a forced meme. They know that people aren't really gone. They try to create with the censorship, they try to create this narrative that everybody agrees with this, because so many people have been banned from speaking publicly. And we see where people know, even though they know it's BS, they're afraid to say it out loud. And they try to create this narrative that this is all moving forward because this is what everybody's for. Once in a while, they'll release one of these fake polls saying everybody agrees with this. A majority of people agree with this. Well, it's just nonsense. The vast majority of people don't agree with this. They're just afraid to say anything, or they're just not allowed to say anything because they've been banned from everything. And this kind of shows that they know that the vast majority of people aren't. This is being pushed by a tiny, tiny segment of the society that apparently is attempting to destroy the society with all of this. This shows, I mean, because their reaction is, well, we've got to have a safety task force and put together a safety plan for this one guy. But if everybody agrees with this and everybody thinks this is great and grand and we're moving forward and society is getting better because of things like this, why do you need a safety plan? Everybody's for it. Who's going to show up and be against it? Who's going to threaten this guy's safety? Which I don't think anybody is actually threatening this guy's safety. It just shows they kind of tip their hand, I think, with this, that they know deep down inside that the vast majority of people are opposed to this, which then raises the question. They're constantly harping at us about the democracy and our values. And we're saying they never define those things, of course. But if you take just a basic understanding what people in their minds think of as the democracy, if they're essentially admitting that the vast majority of people are not for this. If you have hundreds of people, which you've seen time and time again, show up at school board meetings and tell them we don't want this, where's the democracy? Because school board never says, oh, okay, then since all of the people don't want this, we'll back off of this policy. That never happens. The will of the people is never respected, and yet they throw this term around. I really think the fact that their first reaction is to jump to a safety plan because this person's safety could be threatened, when I don't see any evidence that that's the case at all. I think that's basically a tacit admission here that they know the vast majority of people aren't for this. This is just being pushed basically from the top down, from a tiny minority of self-proclaimed elites down onto the peasants, down onto the rest of the people. And they recognize this. That's why their first reaction is we need a safety plan, because people could show up with torches and pitchforks and wind up taking this guy's watermelons away and having a picnic or something.
I just find it so funny that he just came back from the summer holidays dressed like that, and nobody can do anything about it. If you criticize him, it's against the law. This teacher, who teaches shop, is an extremely effective teacher, said Shuttleworth, and all the kids really love being in the class. Despite the praise for the teacher, Shuttleworth also admitted that she's gotten several calls from parents complaining about the situation. I bet the kids think it's absolutely hilarious. I mean, they probably in on the joke. They probably know that he's just trolling. I mean, because they've been taking pictures of him and putting them online and taking videos and putting them online. And it's obvious that he wasn't doing this last term. He has literally just come back from the summer holidays with these giant prosthetic breasts in a pair of hot pants and a blonde wig. And yeah, I'm sure the kids do find it absolutely hilarious. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this today?
I think you're right. I think the reason he's wearing the COVID mask is so that you can't see him laughing and snickering underneath the mask, because this is obviously, like I say, I think it's an intentional troll. But as I said earlier, whether it is intentional or not, it is a troll nonetheless. And I think you're right. I think the kids are in on the joke. They get that this is a joke. This guy isn't really transgender. He's making an over-the-top statement. And the school has no, the school board, these school officials have no choice but to just double down, you know, and just treat it like it's serious, because otherwise they're backing off of this virtue signaling position they've taken up. Now, the question that's kind of raised here is, will he up the ante next year? What if he shows up with this get up next year and does do the blackface and say that he's transracial? Where does it go then? I guess we'll just have to stay tuned to find out.
That has to be the next step, doesn't it? More and more transracials in society demanding to be given equal rights along with the monoracial people. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.